I'm here at the Hilton lobby, and I'm going to be meeting up with Nicole and Sin, but I see that they're already meeting, so I'm going to take the mic over to them and crash the meeting. Let's see what they're up to. A little bit of a different edition for Wake Up and Level Up. I tried to call Nicole while I was on my way up here, and she says, she doesn't even say hello. She just says, I got this burning idea. Gotta call you back. I want to know, was the idea what you thought it was? Was it worth hanging up on me?
Absolutely. It was about the Never Settle show. Figuring out a way that this show is still the audience's, but in a more streamlined way. Because we realized that the live streaming wasn't working for the audience. It didn't work out as well as we thought it was going to work out, which was fine. That was the whole purpose of doing the pilot, to see if that's what people wanted. They love the involvement, but they don't necessarily want or feel the need to do it live. Now it's just like I want the audience to still feel like this is 100% their show, so then it's let's do it on the pre-production end. So let's have them come into the pre-production meeting, and if they don't want to be a part of the meeting, we'll still send out
ways that they can interact.
And then we can incorporate it into the show.
Huh. Right, okay. And then what was your reaction, Sin?
I was saying how the live streaming is distracting. What I want is just condensed from end to end information. I don't want it all over the place because that's how my brain works. Like, make it easier for me, please. So that's when she came up with that idea. And she was like, oh, okay, everything needs to be pre-production. We have to curate the questions so that it fits with the theme.
Okay, little inside of the journey. You guys just heard that. What's the value from that? What's the takeaway? The takeaway is that you did a pilot. You listen to and watch and observe the pilot, and now you're reevaluating and thinking of other ideas.
People's, you know, understanding the likes and the dislikes, what worked and didn't work. And at the end of the day, while when we were right on the cutting edge of when live streaming came out, which was great, I don't think it's something that, at the end of the day, people want to watch something live. I think people want to be able to binge, which is why Netflix works so well, because people want to be able to binge when they're ready to binge.
I'm going to get out of your meeting. I'm going to let you two are on fire right now. I feel it. The energy is tough. And both of you are looking at me like, yeah, please leave us alone and get the mic out of the face. It's for the podcast. It's for the podcast. So I'm going to bounce right now. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.
Bye, Felicia.